welcome to Camilo's Radio Hour here on Radio Laureus. It is 10 p.m. here on the Wednesday night, 10:02 p.m. on the Wednesday night, and I'm hoping you're having a good day, and I'm hoping you're having a good week. It is the final week before midterms, before reading week, and a lot of us are finishing up assignments, tests, and getting ready to just take it easy for a week. Try to take it easy for a week. And it's quite possible that it'll be a nice week. So there's a lot of potential for fun and a good week. I hope the sound is working well, because I think that maybe it's a bit low today, but we're going to keep going. We're going to assume that the sound is working and that there is little else I can do if it doesn't. Thank you for coming out tonight and paying attention to the show. And if you're just following with us now, this is your first time listening, welcome. I hope you're interested and ready for a night of an easy night of considering of Bob Dylan.
That's what's happening.
This week is going to be another short episode, but hopefully you can still walk away with something. Tonight we're going to be looking at the history of Bob Dylan, a quick progressing look through the timeline of Bob Dylan's discography and works. Knowing his history is a good way of summarizing who he is and what he has done. The intention of tonight is not to dive into the life of Bob Dylan in any of these particular time periods, but just to get an overview of what he has done throughout his 50-year-long career. This episode does not go into depth, but I hope that it covers enough significant moments so it helps to create an understanding of the person and character of Bob Dylan. We're going to go through a lot of classics this week and dive into the career of Bob Dylan from the start to the end. So I'm not going to start with a Bob Dylan track, as there is no introduction to Dylan until we begin the real show. So my first selection for the night was the number one track in the year 1990-1941, the year that sets the stage for the beginning of Bob Dylan. I present to you now, as was presented in 1941, God Bless the Child by Billie Holiday. Bob Dylan has been honored as a living myth who has profoundly impacted popular American culture. He was born Robert Allen Zimmerman in 1941, Duluth, Minnesota. Acquired his first guitar at the age of 14. While studying at the University of Minnesota, Dylan began performing folk music in coffee houses. His inspirations were blues and country artists like Hank Williams and Woody Guthrie, and most notably Welsh poet Dylan Thomas, from whom Dylan adopted the name Dylan. In honor of his inspirations and motivations, it seems right to play a selection from Woody Guthrie's catalog. As Bob Dylan had not created himself yet, there isn't a work that best defines this stage in his life, as his inspirations such as Woody Guthrie. I'm choosing not to play a recorded Dylan track, and instead listen to the raw footage that Dylan must have heard when he was young and inspired him to to become the folk artist he is now. Please enjoy This Land Is Your Land by Woody Guthrie. Arriving in New York City in 1961, Dylan released the first album in 1962. It was filled with covers of his inspirations and motivations, with only two original songs. And the album was received with confusion, and critics did not endorse it. The 1962 album Free Willing Bob Dylan established him as part of the counterculture of the 1960s. Dylan continued to grow an audience and was perceived as a singer of political protest songs with an agenda to change the world. His style and his message fell in line with the folk audience and the counterculture of the 60s. He was crowned King of Folk at the Newport Folk Festival in 1963. He had found a niche and an audience. He was starting to grow on people. In 1965, Dylan performed and recorded at the Newport Folk Festival with an electric guitar and a harder rock style backing band, incorporating drums, basses, electric guitars. This was uncommon to the folk scene. Dylan was booed off the stage and fans were outraged. The next appearance was also met with booing, even though his song Like a Rolling Stone was leading the music charts. Dylan kept touring and was met with continuous backlash. The two albums he produced at the time, in 65, divided his fans. A lot of the purists were against him, but he also started a new movement. The new movement was called rock. Dylan continued to produce music and produced a more polished album, Blonde on Blonde, in 1966. The album received critical praise. A motorcycle accident in the summer of 66 left him with a serious neck injury, and he moved to Woodstock and disappeared for 2 years. He jammed and recorded The Basement Tapes with The Band, an album that didn't release until 1975. This part of his life is known as the classic era. His best songs and albums were mostly concentrated to this time. From 1962 to 1968, Dylan was at the top of his game. At least was creating a name for himself. People thought he had achieved the top of his game. After his disappearance in 1968, people weren't sure if they were going to see him again. To mark this milestone, a few more of his hits extended into 1975, when Dylan made a renowned and unexpected comeback. We'll look more into those hits coming up. But for now, I want to establish this early half of Dylan's career as his most successful era. In 1967, Dylan released his first and most recognized greatest hits album. He had clearly accumulated enough fans and enough content to generate this kind of success. To mark this milestone, I have selected his time-standing masterpiece, recollected as the best song he has ever produced and sang, as part of his 1965 Highway 61 Revisited, an album that was met with particular backlash. It's almost inconceivable to imagine why this song gets the reputation it does. But fans and critics will agree and will say that it's a song that marks what Dylan stands for, and it's super fun to sing along. So please enjoy, Like a Rolling Stone. Bob Dylan returned to folk in 1968. With John Wesley Harding, a release that left many fans anticipating, that piqued the attention of many fans. Dylan changed his look, confused his fans, said little, and stayed on the down low. The album initially sold many copies out of curiosity, But it wasn't one of those albums that really stuck or made a scene. In 1969, Dylan released Nashville Skyline, launching the genre of country rock. The same year saw the release of rock's first bootleg album, The Great White Wonder, a collection of unreleased backstage tracks, a sort of behind-the-scenes look into the works of the artist. Bootlegs have become a staple of music since. In 1971, Bob Dylan collaborated with George Harrison and appeared in a concert organized in Bangladesh. The two remained friends for a considerable period of time. In 1973 saw the release of Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, a Western that did not amount to much critical success. The soundtrack of the film was written and performed by Bob Dylan, issuing the breakout single Knocking on Heaven's Door. In 1975, Dylan released Blood on the Tracks and launched a new era of gypsy-style traveling circus music, under which he embarked on the Rolling Thunder Revue Tour, which lasted for 2 years. This is the second half of Bob Dylan's classic era, where little else after he did the Rolling Thunder Revue is well known by his fans. Dylan continued to produce outstanding works, and as you'll see, the story is not over yet. But to mark the distinction of this era, I selected a memorable tune from his 1975 album, Tangled Up in Blue from Blood on the Tracks. This song has been linked to medieval style rhythm and considered a blast into the 20th, into the 13th century. Please enjoy. In 1979, Dylan converted to Christianity and recorded and performed only Christian gospel music for 3 years. He received the Grammy in 1980 for the Male Vocal Gospel Rock Performance, for the best male vocal gospel rock performance, with the song Gotta Serve Someone. This particular period in time is often forgotten by fans of Bob Dylan. And it's quickly glossed over. In 1980-90, Dylan released a series of more albums, returning to the rock scene, and touring with Tom Petty, the Traveling Wilburys, and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. Dylan won 3 Grammys in 1998 in relation to his 1997 comeback album, Time Out of Mind, which was critically praised. Time Out of Mind contained songs that were eventually covered by contemporary artists, including Adele, and featured in the movie I'm Not There in 2016. This era in the life of Dylan was low-key and swallowed by the 80s and the 90s. Little is remembered from Dylan's Christian phase, and even less is played for the mainstream audiences. With this selection, I want to call attention to this phase of his life and explore what the Christian Dylan was all about. In 1980, Dylan released Saved, a title that alludes to his salvation and newfound allegiance to the church. This album is quite distinct from some of the sounds fans had grown familiar to, and it shows how quickly Dylan can change styles. At this point, he was a long way from this folk scene. It's strange to think that it's the same artist. This is Saving Grace from 1980. Please enjoy the selection. If you find it. In the 2000s, Dylan appeared in several more documentaries, including Martin Scorsese's No Direction Home in 2005. He also starred in the film Masked and Anonymous in 2003. He became the host of the Theme Time Radio Hour on satellite radio and continued to release more folk albums, back to his roots as it was. In 2015, Dylan's focus changed, and he released 3 cover albums featuring songs of the Great American Songbook, particularly songs that have been sung at some point or another by Frank Sinatra. And in 2020, he released his latest album to date, composed of fully original songs and a call back to his early style of folk rock and intellectual lyrics. This album was called Rough and Rowdy Ways, and it included a 17 long minute song on the epic of John F. Kennedy. The last few years have seen Dylan slow down in his career. There were less controversies and shocking events, less disappearances, and more predictability. At this point, Dylan is an artist enjoying his trade, making songs that connect with him with past artists, beacons of the industry, and past versions of himself, memories of an earlier life. 21st century Dylan is a legend in his own right, and is settling down, getting things right with his life. The album Fallen Angels in 2016 is a collection of soft tunes that really captures Dylan's style of this era. My selection for you this evening is a cover of Jimmy Van Heusen's and Sammy Cahn's 1957 song All the Way, remastered and redone by Dylan in 2016. I invite you to listen to this song and picture yourself after a career in the rock music industry. How different this song can be. It ends on one of those harmonized notes. It's well done. But it's got that old-fashioned taste. I hope you were able to enjoy that. If you weren't, listen to this ad by Chevrolet. Dylan's career has been marked by a continuous divergence from the expectations of his fans and critics. Dylan's style is to change focus at moment's notice and dedicate a few years of his life to a new style of production. Just as fans are starting to catch on and encapsulate Dylan under an assumed identity, Dylan subverges their expectations and heads down a new direction. Sometimes he even disappears and convinces the public he is finished. But every few years, Dylan returns with full strength and with a passionate album and astonishes the critics with a captivating sound. My final selection for this evening is a song that reveals Dylan's always changing nature, a surprising twist to his catalog that always seems to escape attention. This song, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat, is one of Dylan's most renowned works that moves the soul and captures the culture of the 60s. This song is a fascinating display of lyrics and a cross between showing unconcern for standards in music and a mastery in poetry. With this, I want to send you into the night and bid you all a farewell. I wish you all a good night and thank you for listening to the show. Please enjoy this final selection, and I'll see you next week.